Blog Talk Radio. are hearing me? Yes, Sister Powell. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you, Sister Powell. Go ahead. You want?
All right. I think you were going to open the line. Open. All right.
You are
evening,
open,
my dear. Okay.
I
good
you
evening,
to
my dear. Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from Jamaican Song, Jamaica. I just want to give God all the praise that due to him. And as tonight is our Health Reform Thursday, we are asking our brothers and sisters to share some of the good things that God have done for them. And we do know he have done. So we're going to open with a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the blessings of the day. Thank you for your love that you have extended upon us. Thank you for traveling mercies, each and every one of us who went on the street to work, Lord, or to do their chores. We want to give you the praise. And as we come before your throne room this day, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us. We ask you to bless each callers and also each listeners, Lord. And help us, Lord Jesus, that we will be faithful to you and also to be obedient to your will. Bless us as we start this program and help us, Lord, that we will one day soon and very soon receive you in the clouds of glory and help us that we all will be living with you for eternity. So this moment we come, Lord, to read our scripture passage in which we are asking our sister there if they could read Genesis 1:22. Anyone would like to read, you can just identify yourself and you please if you can read Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30. Thank you. Thank you for opening, identify that you would like to read.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is the Tiny from Pennsylvania, and I'll be glad to read Genesis 1:29 and the ending of 30. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me." And the ending of part 30 says, "And I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, my dear. Can you just switch to John 1:4, since you are in the mood of reading, my dear Sister Tamiko. Thank you for joining, and also thank you for reading.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. 3 John 1:1-4 says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Tamiko, for reading 3 John 1:4 and also Genesis 1:29. We thank God for God gave us his promises, and he shows us that he loves to hear when we walk in the truth, and what he have given unto us, he made provision for us. So we have to be obedient to follow his will. And we have our last scripture passage here is Revelation 22:1-2. And he said, "The water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So one day soon and very soon, my dear beloved, we are going to see the tree of life once more. And we are going to feast upon that tree of life. And also we are going to see the streams, the river, clear as crystal, that we can drink good, clean, clear water. Thank God for all these promises. So, my dear beloved, this is the time. Welcome again. Welcome everyone. Welcome those who joined, those who are joining from in the internet and the different parishes, Netherlands, Canada, and also Florida, and Africa, Jamaica, and all over who are joining. We welcome you, and we do hope that you will enjoy the program, our Health Reform Thursday. Now is the time, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, you have a moment that you can share your testimony. If it is a testimony, it's a testimony. Some of the things that you use, you can, and let us, you know, be mindful that we would like everyone to share and that we will be on time in temperance in doing what we are doing. So now is the time you can press 1 so that I can open your line, that you can share some of the beautiful, wonderful herbs and things that you have done to boost your immune system. You can so do it, all right? Let I do this number here. 301-868, your line is open. Thank you for opening my line because I think I will be having a little disturbances this evening. My phone is giving me a little problem, you know. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for helping me out. 301-868, your line is open.
Can you hear me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear you. No.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Sister Powell. I just wanted to make sure that I understood the order. And so absolutely, it's my pleasure. I'm so thankful to God for his great, wonderful blessings, his mercy. His mercies are new each morning. I journeyed home yesterday from Bemore in assisting my daughter going through, you know, all of the things that I've shared with you all, you know, and I was there to go and assist her. So I've been gone for about 2 weeks. So, and I had to actually did one of my appointment up there virtually and stuff like that. So I just came back, and yesterday when I came back because I had appointments that I had to physically go to. So I came back, I got home, I got here like 8:08, and turn around and had to go to my 2 appointment back to back. And, you know, and so I, as I said, I've been gone for about 2 weeks per se, you know, and I came back home and I was like, okay, you know, my son was here. You know, he kept everything as best as he could, but you know how we do, we clean, you know, so we gonna wipe down everything. So I have, an event that I need to go to, a teacher convention, professional development that I'm going to as an education delegate. And I was supposed to leave today, but for some reason I was like, I'm cleaning. You know, he wanted to go at 12 and stuff. So God delayed it for a reason because had I gone, I would not have been able to assist Miss Sister Powell in opening up the line. So there's nothing but God, you know, and I was able to clean and, you know, get the place, you know, together and everything like that. And so I am sharing this with you all to let you know that all disappointments are for good, right? God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end, because I would have been on the road, right? And I wouldn't be able to have internet access to assist Sister Powell with the line. So I just thank God. And I counted when my son then, you know, my son was, he was here, and, you know, don't get me wrong, we had agreed, like I said, you know, okay, I wanted to leave at 12, but I didn't realize that I'm going to need time. You know, I couldn't leave my house like this. It was just not feeling right for me. And I see why. And so, you know, when I was ready and got all my things, he's like, you know, Mom, I'm not going to go now. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I wasn't upset. I was at peace, you know, because I have to remember that the Spirit is also speaking to him as well, right? And so once again, had I fussed and said, wait a minute, why are you not going, da-da-da-da, once again, I would not have been here to be able to assist. So God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. So let us count everything joy. I told you, you know, they messing up with my money. They messing up with my stuff. But, you know, as I told my girlfriend, I'm standing here. They have messed up with my thing for years now, right? But God has been the one to help me through. And I know, Sister Powell, time is of the essence, so I'm going to wrap it down. I also am going to pray. Ask you all to pray for me. I have student loans. You know what I mean? Just ridiculous. I didn't take out all this money, but everybody knows the student loan. They compile and compound all of these interests. So today I receive a call from them, and actually my daughter had sent me the link first. And so then I saw from the senator, one of our senators sent me the link and say, oh, we need to apply. So I applied for this. So I'm praying. My prayer is that my loan will be forgiven, all of it, because I didn't take out all of that stuff, and I know that God is going to come through with that. And I pray that, you know, as the Holy Spirit will go before us and work everything out in decency and in order, there is a bylaw that they're trying to push forward. And I know if that is pushed forward, it is going to be detrimental to the district that I work in. And so I'm praying that that will not pass, right, because it's not good for our urban children, our minority educators, or educators and an ethnic group educators that work in this urban area. So continue to lift us up, Sister Powell, that God will work out all of these things according to my good, and the wickedness that they're trying to do, it will be blocked, right? And Christ will be victorious in it. And I thank him in advance because I know he's going to work it out. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
Opening up my line.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing, and also ask for prayer. And thank God for traveling mercies for you. And sure, we're going to lift you up in prayer while traveling a little later on the road, that God will protect you and KJ, that you can go reach to your destination safely. And also, we will be praying for that student, Lord, every new student actually suffering with that student, Lord. But we know that God is able to do all things. So sure, we will be praying for you. And thank you to be my host right now. You know, I kind of knew you because of, you know, but thank you to be my host. God is good. God is so great. All right. I'm going to open this line. 518-482. 518. You are hearing me?
Okay. Yes. Sorry, sister. Thank you for opening my line. Thank you for opening my line. Happy Hug Church Day to one and all. I am happy to be here this evening to give God praise and thanks for his blessings on us, especially for me and my family. I thank God that I can come here this evening to mingle my voice and to ask for prayers for my children, my girl children, all of them, especially my big daughter. She is down now because maybe she has, I don't know if she lost her job or what it is, but whatever she's going through now, I'm asking for prayer for all of them. And I thank God for his blessings and his mercy towards all of us that we can come on this line. Sister Powell, it is a pleasure to hear your voice again this evening. And I thank God that you could have got on the line so to give, you know, to read and to direct our what we have to say, whatever we have to do this evening. Now I would like to speak about Health Thursday. I want to say on on clay poultice. I don't know how many of us know about the clay poultice, but I'm sure it's not nothing new. The clay has had tremendous drying properties because I have used it, and you can use clay in many different ways. You can learn something from the beasts of the fields. So when they are sick, what they do? They will crawl off into the mud hole, and they will roll up themselves in that mud until they get better. And every one of us have clay at our disposal wherever we live. As long as you live on the earth, we have clay, and we could use clay. Clay is very good. You can use clay for a local poultice, right? Or you can apply it over the entire body. You can even drink some, because I bought it and I used to drink it, and it is very healing for the inside of the body, particularly when you have stomach troubles. It's very good. It purifies, get the purified clay for internal use. Scripture has examples about clay. The man Jesus healed with clay in John 9, and Naaman, who beat in the muddy river. You know, we can always add water and a little olive oil to this clay, and we can keep stirring it up until it gets creamy. And this makes a wonderful texture for putting it on a clay poultice. You could apply this all over the body, and the patient would really love it. Better still, you can go out at your backyard, dig a body-sized pit, fill it with sifted clay and water from the holes, and keep mixing it until it is very stiff. And you could go and lie in it. Put the patient in there and make sure he's comfortable and can breathe properly. So clay is very, very good. This is one of the best treatments for lupus. You heard about lupus. For many of us, there are all kinds of sickness. And it says lupus is because I know people that were sick with that, but clay clings to the body, and that is very consistency. You want to do so, it could stick to your body, and you could cover the whole body with a quarter of the inch thick. And when you're done, you rub it off and you bathe it off with olive oil and coconut oil. The skin will be just beautiful, as soft and lovely as ever. For that is my little tip this evening, my little health tip on Thursday. And that is what I have to say for today. And God bless all of you on the line and continue to be with us all so far. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. That is my little... Amen.
Oh, thank you, Sister Consinella. Can you hear me? All right, let me try to open this line. I'm not sure what is going on.
You're
not
here. You are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I closed my mouth. Go ahead. I was saying thank you, Sister Consinella, because I wasn't hearing you. All right, go ahead, Sister Powell.
Okay. I was telling Sister Consinella, thank her for that health tip about clay. We know that clay is very, very important, and also health-wise, as Sister Consinella reminded us, that Naaman dipped in that dirty water, that clay water, and he was healed. And you know what? We do know that that clay is important, very important. And also, that man with the blind man, what happened, what the Lord have done, spit on the ground and take that clay and made that purchase and put on the eye and send him to wash. So thank you, my dear beloved, for those wonderful tips. And we are hoping that our brothers and sisters take note of these remedies, these health remedies, because you know what? One day we are going to need it, and also to share with others. So I just want to thank you, my dear beloved. All right? Hold. Okay. 272-770, your line is open.
Amen. Hi, Sister Powell. Thank you so much for opening my line. I just wanted to share a healthy tip as well. Do healthy foods resemble the body part, and what do they benefit? So I have tomatoes. Tomatoes are a source of food for the heart and blood. And like the human heart, the tomato is red and has four chambers. And then we also have a sliced carrot. A slice of carrot looks much like the pupil iris and radiating lines of the human eye. Of course, science has demonstrated that carrots improve eye function. Amen. Then we have walnuts. A shelled walnut looks like a little brain with a left and right hemisphere, upper cerebrums, lower cerebrums, and even the wrinkles and folds of the neocortex. We now know that walnuts are great brain food. Also, we have the kidney. Kidney beans were named thus because they look so much like the human organ, and they actually do help heal the kidneys and maintain their function. And then we have grapes. Grapes hang in the heart-shaped clusters and look like blood cells. Research today shows that grapes are indeed a profound heart and blood revitalizing food. So I just wanted to share this with my dear brothers and sisters to keep eating healthy and staying healthy. And the Lord will continue to bless each and every one of us. I do have a song, Sister Powell, but I don't know if I would have time to sing the song now.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen anyone put through one yet, so you can just sing your song now, and then I will. Maybe we have another few people will put for us to have prayer.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to go in prayer, so you can, after one more person, just put that sign.
Okay, then. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, as Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for opening my life to power. We love you.
Praise
we miss you and we're praying for you. God bless.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise Amen. God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for sharing the walnut, kidney, grape, rice, and all these tomatoes, the carrots and the values of these. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. He gave us everything that we need. So we want to thank you. And my dear beloved, I am going to turn over to Sister Stephanie. I just have one bar on my phone. We are having a problem. The charger is not working inside, and my phone is actually dying. So I just want to give everyone the prayer, to give everyone the opportunities that Sister Stephanie is going to take over for me, and I am going to really, maybe as soon as if you don't hear me, you know the phone dies, right? So I am going to, what I'm going to do now, we're going into, I say if anybody, yes, I think there. And I'm asking this caller, please, if you could just make it brief for me, you know, before my phone died, that I can turn over to Stephanie. 857, your line is open, 505.
What? You call my name.
You call me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I touch this line.
Sister Powell,
here.
Hold on, because I'm busy. Can you come back to me, please?
Okay. Okay, I think Brother Eli press. All right. Okay, my dear, I will.
There's a 225, Sister Powell.
Okay. And there is a 857505. I'm trying to get there before the 225.
That was Brother Eli. He asked you to come back to him.
Okay.
Okay.
225-337, your line is open. Thank you, my dear. I didn't hear Brother Eli.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I was back in my trailer doing some things, and I told my husband, I said, I got to get on the prayer line. And then I lift out some clothes, and I was drying clothes outside on the line, and I said, I got to get these. So I am so sorry for being late, and but I want to give God thanks that I can wash and put these clothes out for the sun to dry them. What a blessing, brothers and sisters. And I say, you know what, I'm a save utility. So, Sister Stephanie, I'm able to help you out, and I will. I hear Sister Powell. It will if she drops, I'll be your backup. By God's grace, but I want to just give God thanks for the prayer line. I want to thank him for just being able to be here to be a backup and to help host. And also I want to give him thanks because of his love and his mercy. And, you know, waking us up and we seeing another day, I am just blessed. We are blessed, and we are praising God and giving him thanks another day. So, to be on here for Help Thursday, I am blessed to be here because, you know, I always say, Sister Stephanie, repetition deepens the impression, and sometimes it takes that repetitive thing or to talk and to teach. As we do this, it begins to help that mind to get it. Okay, Lord, help me, give me strength. And then we begin to accept all God's way and his will. So I'm just so grateful for the health message because I know that is the right arm of the gospel. You know, it goes hand in hand. So I'm grateful tonight. And Sister Powell, I got your back. So if you tell me to, I'm already on, but just let me know, okay? But I'm here, sister. So just thank
Amen.
You, brothers and sisters, for praying for
Amen.
Me. And continue to lift up all the brothers and sisters from the prayer line. Amen? So thank you
Amen.
Once again.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining and also to be there, Pepier, that if we have difficulties, you will be there. And, you know, that's what God wants us to do, want us to work together. said all those who love him, right, what we have to do, we have to follow his will, right, and he is there for us. So I just want to thank you. And we're going to open this line. I still have a little minute. It's showing me that I soon. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters, brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Humber, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I want to thank him for the beautiful day we had. Not too hot, not too cold. It was nice. Breathe him warm. And just thank him. I want to do my exercise. That a certain hard to have to push myself. So I thank God I pushed myself to go. And I'm going to ask you to pray part of what I must do. I must go. And I'm praying the Lord that I keep it going. I just thank God for my brother and sisters on this line. Thank God that we are doing God's will and work together, and that's what he likes. It's like the Bible says, he wants to know that we are working together, and that's what we're working together and to do God's work, and that makes him know that we are doing his work. Wants to see that makes a good day for all of us. When we know we had God on this line, sung our songs and prayed our prayer. And we just want to thank God for his exhaustion, his love, and we love him. So we just thank the Lord and ask prayer for being light. Prayer for my home, and I try to pray for my grandbaby to start to give him some old medicine and his stool is different colors and he's bleeding. So now he has to be a GI doctor. He only 7 years old. And to give him all the other medicine, which is helping him with ADHD. Because he said it was drugs. So now he put him on something that was causing a lot of critical conditions right away. And his stomach has been boiling over and cramping. So I just got y'all to pray for him. His name is Joshua. 7 years old and very small. He always been like this. So I just thank y'all for this and I just and lift him up in prayer until he gets to the doctor and pray and nothing wrong with his system. He's up to end charge. If the pill didn't damage him yet, and God bless each and every one of my brothers. And I'm speaking to John, not to home tonight. God bless each and every one
of
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John not here, but thank you for sharing, and sure we will be praying for the grandbaby. You know, children, God is able, my dear. Nothing too hard that he cannot do. He promised that he will take care of his children. So we are going into prayer now, and, you know, I think I soon have to go back. So let us go into prayer. And we thank everyone that is on the line, everyone that's here. We know that tonight is the health message, the right arm of the gospel. And God gave us 8 laws that we're supposed to follow. And it is New Start, you know. And if we follow that New Start message, you know, it will help us, you know, with our diet, with our dressing, with our everything that we do and for us to study God's word. So the 8 laws of health that God has given unto us is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, eris, and trust in God. So we have to be obedient to follow all these laws. The world out there is saying to us that, you know, what the Assembly Adventists have the best health message and health laws that existed. So the world know that we are the ones who teach that great health message that God has given unto us. So let us follow and be faithful. So we are going to ask, my dear, when we know Sister Stephanie will be traveling this evening. So we are asking for prayer for Sister Stephanie, member prayer request for Sister Brenda and the children, and also the children and family. Brother John is not here. Let us lift him up in prayer. We are asking prayer for Sister Leola, right, with her family, Brother Ray, traveling from work to and fro. And we are also asking for prayer for Sister Stephanie, who will be traveling tonight, and also for a student loan that one day soon we will hear. Sister Stephanie, your student loan is right up, right? So let us pray for that. And not only Sister Stephanie alone, all the other students who own student loan, you lift them up in prayer. And also our young people, let us pray for young people, our Kaja and Amari, you know, and Nicholas and Aubrey and all these young ones and grown-up adults. Let us remember them in prayer. So we are going into a season of prayer. So I'm going to open the line and ask Sister Leola if she could do the first prayer, lead us into prayer for us.
Okay. Sister Powell, give me just a second. I'm coming. Okay. Praise God. You asked me to pray, Sister Powell?
Yes, Sister Leola. Yes, she asked you to pray.
Okay, then. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this hour, thanking You, Father, for Your grace, thanking You for Your mercy, Father. And now, Lord, as we come as Your children, Father, we want to lift up our brothers and sisters, and, Father, we lift up Sister Stephanie at this moment. Lord, Father, as she's traveling, we're asking You to give us safe traveling mercy. We're asking You to protect her, lead her and guide her, Father, and be with all those that's traveling with her. Father, we thank You for Your loving and kindness. And we ask that You to protect the vehicle they're driving. And, Father, surround that vehicle with Your holy angels and keep them and leading and guiding them. Heavenly Father, we also lift up to Brenda. We lift up her children, Lord, Father. We lift up her grandchildren to You, Father. And, Lord, You see the condition. You know the situation my nephew is going through, Father. I'm asking that You give his mother wisdom and that she can get the help he needs and that she can understand that the baby needs to be, needs some help and some nutrition, some action that You lead her, Father. Give her wisdom. Help her to know that the right thing to do is to give him health and nutrition food. Father, I'm asking You to lead and guide her and give her wisdom, Father. And now, Father, as I lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John, Father, I thank You so much that Sister Brenda's grandchildren, Father, and that she's there to help whilst our daughter's working and keeping those kids, Father, because most of the time the kids could be anywhere in danger, but yet the grandmother keep them and help her daughter. So, Father, I'm asking that You continue to give Sister Brenda strength. Be with her, Lord, as the children. We know the children is hyperactive, and, Lord, help them. Give them a calm and a gentleness, a understanding that their grandmother can only do so much, Father. So help them. Help the children to behave. Help them. And, Lord, we know that You can give them understanding, but also we as parents got to teach them. So thank you, Father, for answering the prayers. Be with Brother John, Father, as Brother John is continuing to strive to seek you, to serve you, to do everything and follow you. Father, I know that Brother John take his walk, and I'm asking that you be with him when he's walking, when he's out there talking to you, Father, and in the fresh air. Oh, thank you, Father, for the blessing Brother John showed to others. So continue to be with him and bless him, Father. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up Sister Powell to you, Father. And it's so special, this work that she's doing. We lift this up to you, Father, because it is not what she claimed to be anything, but it is all, she giving glory all to you. And as you continue to bless her and keep her while she's out there putting her life in danger and putting her life in the place of others, Father, we know that you said if there's anything, as nothing can hurt her, he said even a serpent can do, a serpent won't do no harm, even if she's out there witness to others. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you, Father, for what she's doing with Alex Nation, teaching this young man, helping this young man, and leading and guiding him through the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory because it's all your work that she's doing. So continue to bless her and continue to keep her and leading and guiding her. Heavenly Father, we pray for her family. Lift her family up to you. Sister Stephanie, Sophie, Kenny, we lift up Ami, and we lift up Debbie and Nicole, them all up, all our grandchildren, Father, and pray that you continue to allow them to see what their mother is doing. She is doing it for the glory of God. And Lord, Father, maybe one day, everybody don't get it right now, but soon and very soon they will see that what their mother has stood for. So, Father, I just thank you. And not only her own children, Lord, we are her spiritual children. We see, we love her, and we lift her up in prayer. So thank you, Father, for Sister Powell. And, Lord, Father, we also lift up Sister Tamika to you and her mother and her family, her children, Father, as we lift them up to you, Father. We give them over to you, Father, to help and strengthen as you've been doing so well for Sister Tamika. She seeks and she studies, she prays, and she keeps your word. So Heavenly Father, continue to bless her and honor, and for her honoring your word. Oh, Father, thank you before her family. And Father, we lift up all others on this prayer line, Sister Consonelli and her family to you, Father, asking that you bless her family and keep her family, Father, as Sister Constantine is so loved on this prayer line, and bring the message to us, different herbs and different things, Lord, which is so good and accepted, because some things, someone's going to bring one thing and another, but Sister Constantine always brings something that really helps, and I thank you for that many blessings that she brings to us. So bless her family, bless all her children. Lord, Father, keep her, help her, strengthen her also. And Father, we pray for her brother. I believe he's still, she's still helping him. So bless him and strengthen him, Lord. Allow him to see what his sister has been doing, and especially keeping your commandments and telling him about your word so he can receive salvation. So thank you, Father. And also, Father, we lift up Sister Carla to you. We lift up Brother O'Neill. We lift up Brother Rick, Brother Richardson, his family, Brother Rick's family. As we've been praying for Sister Ashley and Jarvis and Taiwan, Lord, we lift up so many on this prayer line. So, Father, we ask that you continue to be with each and every one of us. Brother Eli, I don't want to leave Eli out, and Brother Eli and his mother, his family, Lord, all my brothers and sisters, Father, on this prayer line, I ask that you continually to work through us and with us as we are on this prayer line, Father. So we thank you, and we ask that you continue to be with us tonight on this prayer line. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leela, for that prayer. Now I will do the last prayer, and then I will turn over to Sister Stephanie. The Lord is upholding this phone. God is so good. Let us pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heavenly Father, you have listened. You have heard all the names, Lord, and these prayer requests from your dear daughter, Sister Leola, that lift up every one of us in prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, I agree with every word, and I ask you, as my dear beloved daughter, dear Father, asked about the student loan. Heavenly Father, I place it in your care on one of this list, and I'm asking you, Lord, to hear our cry, and please let your will be done. So, Father, we agree upon these requests, and because we know that you are in the most holy sanctuary now, interceding, investigating, a judgment started, Lord Jesus. So we just ask you, dear God, to let your will be done and keep us while we listen to the rest of the program. Fill the program. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit. Use us mightily today to listen to your word so that we can go and share with others. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you. If there is one on the line or two on the line and did not get the chance, tomorrow we have the chance. And also, at the end, you know, we are asking, at the end you can say something, what you know about the lesson, a query or something, you know, or also you can do the closing song. So the next voice you will be hearing is Sister Stephanie, and I just thank God the phone is lasting, but it may die soon. So, Sister Stephanie, your line is now open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Paula. I know you're a little early. However, I'm going to work with it because you said that your phone is going out. And so we thank God for holding up. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just linger a little longer. We touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will pour out your double portion of your Holy Spirit on each and every person that is represented on this line. We also pray that you will allow the line, Sister Powell's phone, Lord, to start working. The water that was in it, Lord, we know that you can dry it up, Lord. So we pray that you will allow the charger, Lord, to start working so that she will be able to continue this hour, Lord. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise, Lord, that we can come before you and we can learn, we can study, we can encourage each other, and we can pray as we will never weary you, Lord. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal. You will lead me to what the people needs to hear today so that we will leave here agitated. We will leave here with an expectancy, wanting to come up higher to you. We bless your name and we give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So once again, we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday, and we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for sharing about the clay poultice. Thank you so much, Sister Tymiko, for breaking us down, sharing with us again the carrots and the different fruits, the tomatoes, and what it is used for. And we need to know that. So when we're having these conversations with individuals, we can say, you know what? How about trying this? And here is why. We need to be knowledgeable of the food and the fruits and the leaves so that we can share that with us. Let me tell you, baby, let me tell you, Sister Consinelli, I certainly shared on the Chat and Chew Interactive Bible study story of redemption line on Sabbath about that fig. And somebody said to me, thank you so much, because my wife has suffered with eczema, and we didn't know what, you know, that it was good for that. So when you share the information on this line, we don't leave it on this line. We take it and we share it with others. Amen. And amen. And so what I want to share with you today before I begin in the study, we're going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing. How many of you love jackfruit? My hands are being raised. I know Sister Powell's hands are being raised. We have that on our, on our yard, in our yard back in Jamaica. But I have not eaten a jackfruit in 3 years. The last time we had jackfruit, Sister Paul, was 2019 when we went travel down to Jamaica in the summertime. I have not had it. You know why? There was a pandemic, so I have not traveled. Sister Paul have not traveled until this year. And so my girlfriend sent me over this jackfruit. The jackfruit was so huge, Sister Powell and Sister Consonelli, huge. My son was picking it up in the box, and his face was grimacing, and I was like, what? He was like, Mommy, this is heavy, and my son is a football player, so he ain't no pushover, right? And he would say, Mommy, this was so heavy, and the only thing that was in that box was the jackfruit and some, you know, a little bit of some mini pumpkins, that jackfruit, and I was so excited. It came in, I saw it yesterday, but, you know, it was late when he brought it in. And, you know, in Jamaica, they told us that we're not supposed to eat the jackfruit late, right? We need to eat it at a certain time. And so this morning I got up, I washed it, wiped it off, and I cut it. The juice was flowing out of that jackfruit. It was so yellow. It was so sweet. It was so juicy. And so I know that there's a big trend where they're using jackfruit for food, quote, unquote, food, and making it for meat, you know, for plant-based meat and stuff. However, growing up in Jamaica, I know that there are a lot of islanders on the line, as well as, you know, individuals from Asia, the Philippines, and Africa, on the line, the continent of Africa. And so I don't know if you have the same experience that I do. I have not had jackfruit as a food, per se. I've had it as a fruit, right? And so I can't see it. You know, I know they do it, and people, it looks tasty, but this jackfruit was so sweet, and I was eating it, and the juice was just running down, and I could just see me squeezing. We put a little bit of sea salt on it, right? That's how they told us to eat it. So I put a little bit of sea salt, and that kind of brought out the juicy flavor with the sweetness and stuff. It is just awesome, all right? And so I was Googling to see how to make it as a food. I know that my mom did use the seed. Sister Powell had made the seed. I think she kind of boiled it a little bit, or she kind of parched it in on the stove. But so I've had it in that way, but I've never had jackfruit as a quote-unquote meat food. I know that it's a meat for fruit, but I have not had it for food. And so I just wanted to share a little bit of the properties of jackfruit. Amen? And so jackfruit is unique. It's a tropical fruit. However, you know, we get it to come here. It has become really popular in recent years for plant-based eaters. I just knew that you could just do it as food, but as a fruit, but they are doing a whole lot of great things to it in the kitchen if you're plant-based. It says that it is the native to South Africa. It's an exotic fruit grown in tropical island. Let me get to some of the properties of jackfruit. Amen. All right. So jackfruit is packed with nutrients. All right. What kind of nutrients? It provides 155 calories in gram serving. It is high in, it has 3 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber. It has 10% of the RDI that we need for vitamin A. It has vitamin C, riboflavin, magnesium, potassium, copper, manganese, all right? It says that it is not very high in protein. It only gives you like 3 grams of protein per cup. compared to fruits such as apples and mangoes. It says that it is very rich in antioxidant. Amen. And everybody knows, why is antioxidant important? Antioxidant is going to be important because it is going to boost your immune system. It is going to help to rid your body, right, of free radicals that can cause cancer and all of those other illnesses, right? And so that's why it's important. It is very high, gives you fiber, vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant, as I stated earlier. It may benefit your blood sugar. It is said that it can stabilize, it helps to stabilize your blood sugar as well. It also says that it protects against diseases, and that's because of the high antioxidant oxidants, which, as I said before, help to rid your bodies of those free radicals, reduce inflammation as well. Did I say high in vitamin C? So that's good, which is going to help to prevent chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer. Carotenoids have been known to help lower inflammation and reduce the risk of various chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease, okay? Flavonoids, which contain anti-inflammatory properties that also help to lower your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol, amen and amen, all right? It says jackfruit is good for to boost your immune health. It says that it is good for reducing viral infection, also preventing skin problems. What? Oh, come on now. And heart health, amen? So bottom line, and I'm watching it, I think they're kind of doing it online. So bottom line, it says that there are several potential benefits of jackfruit. And so what you need to do is go ahead and consume some jackfruit. However, you want to check and make sure, because sometimes some people can be allergic to any kind of exotic fruits or whatever. So you want to make sure that you do like a little test before you start to consume a whole lot like me. I was just consuming. That's all I really had for dinner today. It was so juicy and so filling. All right. So I pray that you were blessed, and, you know, I mean, it's all around, so you can get it. It's very expensive. I see it in the can. I don't really like canned food. I like to get it fresh. So if you're able to get it fresh at the Asian market, at the Caribbean market, you can go ahead and check it out as well. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for obliging with me today. And I think what I want to read, I do want to read, I think I've read this before. My daughter, I think I want to read this right here. God's assurances. God's assurances. If we read it before, as Sister Leola shared earlier on with you, is that repetition deepens the impression of the soul. So I'm going to do God's assurance, and that's a true knowledge of God. I think I touched on that last week. I'm going to also read from a true knowledge of God, and this one is education and missionary training. So I know I didn't read that last week, but I'm going to be touching on that. I'm also going to be touching on the true knowledge of God, and I'm going to share a personal God, and nature is not God. So I'm going to touch on that today, and his providential care. That's where the Holy Spirit is leading me. So I pray that you will oblige, all right? So here we go. I am in a education, a missionary training, and I am on page 404. That's where I'm going to be reading from, God's assurances. How many of us want to be reminded about God's assurances? I know for me, because I have been going through a Job experience, right? From health to my kid, my daughter, going through with the teacher and the housemaid and just health and just all kinds of stuff, right? But I know that God has assured me, amen, that he can do all things but fail. I know that God has assured me that he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Amen. I know that God has assured me in his word that my bread and water shall be sure. Amen. So I'm not worried at all. You know, when I see Navian calling me with their student loan, I was like, I mean, I'm not fearful. I'm like, listen, I can't pay it. Let me be clear. I can't pay it. You know, I didn't take out so much. I took out a little bit, and it has, my loan has kind of not even quadrupled, you know, because that's four times. My loan had doubled, five times what I took out. I was like, in the name of Jesus, right? So let's see what God has in store for us. God's assurance. It says, all who are seeking to work in harmony with God's plan of education will have his sustaining grace, his continual presence, his keeping power to everyone. He says, be strong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I know somebody needed to hear this, because I certainly needed to hear this. Amen. Says, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Joshua 1, verse 9 and 5. So if you have heard this before, if I read this, the Holy Spirit has brought me back here, so somebody needs to hear it again, because I know I needed to hear it again. I have been going through the storm, through the battle, through the fire. But I can stand here to tell you, beloved, even when they're not paying me, even when they say they're going to do this, they're going to do that, even when, you know, the blood work don't look so good, even when they saying, you know what, we're going to censure you, we're going to do A, B, C, D, E, we're going to, you know, move out from your daughter, you're going to have to pay more rent. The devil is a liar, because I'm not going to let that derail me, because my God is still in what? Is still in control. We serve such an awesome God that sits up high, but he looks down low on you, his faithful children, on you, his faithful servant, on you, his disciples, on you, his ambassador. Amen and amen. All right, so we continue. It says, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth and of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. You hear that? You hear that? It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the bear shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 55, 10 to 13. Throughout the world, society is in disorder. Are you seeing this? Is this the truth, or this is make-believe? Is this fiction or nonfiction or fairy tale? Throughout the world, society is in disorder, and a thorough transformation is needed. Is there disorder in our life? Do we need transformation from God within our own life, the issues that we're struggling with? The education given to the youth is to mold the whole social fabric. My daughter had a conversation with me the other day, and she was like, you know what? What is so funny is that she realized that education is really about them kind of programming and taking away the identity from a child. And she asked a question, which made sense. She said to me, why is it you have to walk in line in school? She was like, why do you have to walk in a straight line? And I said, you know what? That's a good question. So then I asked her back the same question. I said, why do you think it is important? You know, she said, why can't a child, you know, walk from side to side? Why can't they, you know, skip while they're walking in line, right? And so I said, well, you tell me, what are some of the things potentially that can happen to a child if they're walking side to side, you know, or they're jigging in the line or they're skipping? And she said, Mommy, there is a potential that they may fall or they may hurt themselves. However, she had a valid point. Why can't they just, you know, why? You know what I mean? What's the main reason why you're having them walk in line quietly? And so I pointed back out to her. See, this is how we have to communicate with our children. And I thank God for the wisdom that he gave me through that conversation because I knew it was me. And I said to her, what about when there's testing? Is there ever a time that is necessary to walk in a straight line and be quiet as you walk? She said, you know what, Mommy, you're absolutely right. That's a good point because if the school system in the building, the kids test, right? Sometimes the kids are testing and the different grade level may be testing at different times. So if they're testing, you don't want to walk in the hallway being rambunctious and being loud because you're going to distract them. So that's one way and one reason. However, what is the real reason of having a child walk in a straight line quietly all the time when they move from one area to the next? And I want you to think about it because it's a question that no child had ever asked me, but my daughter, who is now 19, who went through Montessori, she's a Montessori child, she's a PTEC, a dual, praise God, she's a dual dual student where she was in high school getting her diploma, her college degree as well, her associate as well. Keep her in prayer because, you know, I mean, it's getting rough and hard with all the things that she has to do because she came into school so young and so early. And so she's having these conversations. She was like, when I was little, I was able to explore and to engage and to touch things and to do these things. And I was learning. But she said now, you know, as she has gone through the school, it's really where they have taken our creativity. They have told her, this is what you need to do. They've told her, you need to sit here at this particular time. And she was like, well, why do I have to sit down? If I'm able to do my work standing up or laying on the ground, why can't I do that? And so I was sharing with her, I have taken that approach. So I could see kind of like where she gets that from. Because in my classroom, my kids are able to have what is called flexible seating. So if they want to, if they want to sit spread out on the ground, if they want to sit on a cot, if they want to sit on a horseshoe table, if they want to sit on a, I used to use the crate, you know, the milk carton, and I put cushion on that. If they want to sit on that, if they want to sit on the desk, the only thing I'm not going to let them do, you're not going to stand on no desk now, right? If you want to stand over there in the corner, if you want to stand, go in the hallway and do your work, my only expectation for them is that I have to be able to see you at all times and you have to be able to see me. So if you're in a spot where you can't see me, you don't need to be in that spot. If you're in a spot where I can't see you, you don't need to be in the spot. So that's my guidance for my scholars. Now, did I always do that when I taught kindergarten and first grade? My kids still had that flexible seating, right? However, she's correct. When we got up to the upper grade, the rules were you wanted them to be more confined, right? You wanted them to be more like, oh, do this and say this. I was never that teacher. I wanted my student to have discourse. I wanted them to say, well, I don't agree with this, and this is why. So that was okay for me. But the average person or even adult, they don't like that approach, right? They feel when a child question them or ask them a question, the child is being rude or out of order. But it's really a learning. It's a learning process that they're going through. And just like I had the conversation with my daughter, I never tell my kids no or not no, but this is wrong. I always say to them, so can you explain to me how you came up with that answer? Can you share with me? Can you give me your facts and all of that stuff to let me know why you're saying this is the correct answer? And this is how I guide them. And so I just wanted to bring that in to say, as my daughter shared here, and as we said, it says the education given to the youth is to mold the whole social fabric. What kind of education system are our children under that is molding their social fabric? Think about that for a minute. I continue. It says, they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Men shall call them the ministers of God. Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for I, Jehovah, love justice. I will direct their work in truth. If you're just joining me, I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, and I'm in a education, a missionary training, and I'm on page 409. No, 405. 405. I'm sorry. It says, I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their way shall be illustrious among the nations, and their offsprings among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge that they are a race which Jehovah hath blessed. For as the earth put it forth her shoots, and as a garden causeth its plants to spring forth, so shall the Lord Jehovah cause salvation to spring forth and praise before all the nation. That was a little choppy. And this is an additional powerful piece. I'm going to read that again. It says, I will direct their work in truth. Right? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper, be in health as their soul prospered. Right? God wants us to walk in truth. It says, I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their race shall be illustrious among the nations, and their offsprings among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge that they are a race which Jehovah hath blessed. For as the earth putteth forth her shoots, and as a garden causeth its plants to spring forth, so shall the Lord Jehovah cause salvation to spring forth. Spring forth and praise before all the nations. Isaiah 61, 4, 6 through 8, noise. 61, 8, 61, 9, 11, noise, all right? So now I'm going to go into a true knowledge of God. And under that it says, all things are given unto us through a knowledge of him. All things are given unto us through a knowledge of him. Like our Savior, so I'm on page 405, like our Savior, we are in this world to do service for God. I remember reading this before, but somebody need to hear it again. We're not here for ourselves. Like our Savior, we are in this world to do service for God. We are here to become like God in character. So if you're impatient, if you're fussing for small things, if you're backbiting, if you're murmuring, if you're complaining, if you're gossiping, that's not the character of God at all. So it says we are here to become like God in character and by a life of service to reveal him to the world. In order to be co-workers with God, in order to become like him and to reveal his character, we must know him aright. So if we're doubtful, if we're lacking faith, we are not displaying the character of God. We must know him as he reveals himself. A knowledge of God is the foundation of all true education and of all true service. It is the only real safeguard against temptation. It is the only real safeguard against temptation. It is this alone that can make us like God in character. Have mercy. This is the knowledge needed by all who are working for the uplifting of their fellow men. Transformation of character, purity of life, efficiency in service, adherence to correct principles, all depend upon a right knowledge of God. This knowledge is the essential preparation both for this life and for the life to come. The knowledge of the holy is understanding, Proverbs 9:10. Through a knowledge of him are given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, 2 Peter 1, verse 3. This is life eternal, said Jesus, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, John 17, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness. How beautiful is that, beloved, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9, verse 23 through 24. We need to study the revelation of himself that God has given. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. And almighty will be thy treasure. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he will hear thee. And thou shalt pray thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways. When they cast thee down, thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and the humble person he will save. Job 22:21-29, Amplified Revised Version. And now I'm going to turn to a personal God. Amen and amen. So I'm on 4:11, a personal God. 4:11. Yeah, 4:11. It says, the mighty power that works through all nature and sustain all things is not, as some men of science represent, merely an all-pervading principle, an actuating energy. God is a spirit, yet he is a personal being. For so he has revealed himself. The Lord is the true God. Have mercy. He is the living God and an everlasting King. The gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things. He had made the earth by his power. He had established the world by his wisdom and had stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Jeremiah 10, verse 10 through 11, Jeremiah 16 and 12. Nature is not God. God's handiwork in nature is not God himself in nature. You know that there's some people that worship the creation and not the creator. We worship the creature and not the creator of the creatures. So it says God's handiwork in nature is not God himself in nature. The things of nature are an expression of God's character and power. But we are not to regard nature as God. The artistic skill of human beings produces very beautiful workmanship, things that delight the eye, and these things reveal to us something of the thought of the designer. But the thing made is not the maker. It is not the work, but the workman that is counted worthy of honor. So while nature is an expression of God's thought, it is not nature, but the God of nature that is to be exalted. And I know for me, born in Jamaica, I'm able to see the beauty, you know, all year around. Not just, you know, you all get to see the beauty only kind of like in spring and summer and fall. But we saw it all year around. So we would see the hibiscus. We would see the different roses and the different, what's that red one, Sister Paul, if you're on the line? I can't remember what it's called. It's red and it has the a yellow, kind of like a yellow pointing, like a point of finger up standing on it. I can't remember what it is, but we get to see the beauty. We get to see the guava that is green and yellow and pink, right? We get to see the jackfruit and the star fruit and all of the beautiful fruits all year around. The apples falling from the tree, it's like some of them are red, 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 red. Some of them are purple. You know, we get to see those things looking at us every single day, right? And so we get caught up in the nature of things, right? We get caught up in what's going on, you know, just the nature around us and the beauty around us, right? And we forget who created those things. Right, when we go there are so many falls. I've gone to one more recently. It's called Reggae Fall, and the water is just coming from out of the rocks. I've been to, you know, Mineral Bath, and the milky water is coming up, and it's hot in one place and it's cold. God created these things. But let's not get sidetracked or starstruck from those wonderful things in nature, but let us keep our eyes on the Creator, our God of heaven. Amen and amen. All right? So it says, it is not the work, but the workman that is counted worthy of honor. So while nature is an expression of God's thought, it is not nature, but the God of nature that is to be exalted. Amen? Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Psalms 95:6, Psalms 95:4-5, Amplify Revised Version. Seek him that maketh the palates. I'm trying to see what this word is. The palates and the Orion, and turn it the shadow of death into the morning. My light is going dim, and make it the day dark with night. He that formeth the mountains and created the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought. He that buildeth his spheres in the heaven and hath founded his arch, noise, translation, in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, Jehovah is his name. Amos 5:8, Amplified Revised Version. Amos 4:13, Amplified Revised Version. And Amos 9:6, margin, Amplified Revised Version. Amen and amen. The creation of the earth. The work of creation cannot be explained by science. We hear a lot of people talking about climate change. We hear a lot of people talking about individuals that are non-binary and binary and all of these things that are going on. But if we look at here and science and what science is doing and not doing, it says the work of creation cannot be explained by science. What science can explain is the mystery of life. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Right? How can science explain the fact that God spoke these things into existence? Let there be light, and there was light. How can you explain those things? Hebrews 11, verse 3. I form the light and create darkness. I, the Lord, do all things. I have made the earth and created men upon it. I even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Isaiah 45, 7 through 8. Verse 12, Isaiah 12, chapter 12, Isaiah 48, and verse 13. And then I'm going to end with his providential care. His providential care. Amen? It says, the Bible shows us God in his high and holy place, not in a state or inactivity, not in silence and solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of holy beings, all waiting to do his will. Through these messengers, he is in active communication with every part of his dominion. By his spirit, he is everywhere present. Through the agency of his spirit and his angels, he ministered to the children of men. Above the distraction of the earth, he sits enthroned. All things are open to his divine survey. And from his great and calm eternity, he orders that which his providence sees best. Have mercy. Above the distractions, are there distractions going on in our life and on earth? He sits enthroned. All things are open to his divine survey. So nothing comes to him by surprise. He will not allow anything to beset you, to befall you, that he was not aware of and he did not make provision for you. How beautiful is that? All things are open to his divine survey. And from his great and calm eternity, he orders that which his providence sees best. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. How precious is thy loving kindness, O God! The children of men take refuge under the shadow of thy wings. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. The earth, O Jehovah, is full of thy loving kindness. Thou lovest righteousness and justice. Thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of all them that are afar off upon the sea, who by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded about with might, who stilleth the roaring of the seas and the tumult of the peoples. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths dropped fearness. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths dropped fatness. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. Have mercy. And raise it up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. Jeremiah 10:23, Proverbs 3:5-6, Psalms 33:18, Psalms 19, Psalms 36:7, Amplified Revised Version, Psalms 146:5, Psalms 119:64, Amplified Revised Version, Psalms 33:5, ARV, Psalm 65:5-7, ARV, Psalm 65:8, Psalms 11, Psalms 145:14-16. And as we are here, coming up to a close, I will share just a little bit about the personality of God revealed. Just a little portion, one paragraph. It says, as a personal being, God has revealed himself to his Son. The outshining of the Father's glory and the express image of his person, Jesus as a personal Savior came to the world. As a personal Savior, he ascended on high. As a personal Savior, he intercedes in the heavenly courts before the throne of God in our behalf, ministers, one like unto the Son of Man. Hebrews 1:3, Revelation 1:13. Christ, the light of the world, this is the last paragraph, Christ, the light of the world, veiled the dazzling splendor of the divinity and came to live as a man among men, that they might, without being consumed, become acquainted with their Creator. Since sin brought separation between man and the Maker, no man has seen God at any time except as he is manifested through Christ. I and my Father are one. I'm continuing, almost done. Christ declared, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and be to whosoever the Son will reveal him. John 10:30, Matthew 11:27. Christ came to teach human beings that God desires them to know. In the heavens above, in the earth, in the broad waters of the ocean, we see the handiwork of God. All created things testify to his power, his wisdom, his love. Yet not from the stars or the ocean or the cataract can we learn of the personality of God as it was revealed in Christ. God saw that as a clearer revelation than nature was needed to portray both his personality and his character. He sent his Son into the world to manifest so far as could be endured by human sight the nature and the attributes of the invisible God. Here ends the reading for today. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that as we went through these snippets, the nature of God, the personality of God, you were able to gleam, right? What Christ's character should look like through us as we represent him, as we are ambassador, as we are a brand ambassador for heaven bound, for the kingdom of God. So I will close my mouth. I'm not sure if Sister Powell is still on. If there's anyone with any query, any commentary, any feedback, you can certainly raise your hand. Before I do that, I know, well, no, we still have some more time, right, Sister Leola? So I'm not going to pray now or just open the line. Should I pray now and then open the line? I'm not. You know what, let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the word that you have given us today. I pray that as we read about the personality of God, as we read about the character of God, as we read about you sending your son here, the mystery of your creation, I pray that we will move forward boldly. We will understand what we need to be doing as we are to be doing service for you. That is why we were created. That is why we're here on earth. As we look to your son, Jesus Christ, we ask that your character, if we are not patient, if we are doubtful, if we're murmuring, if we're mean, if we're unkind, I pray, Heavenly Father, that we will surrender it all to you and you will give us a transformation so that we will become more like you. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that each and every person that heard this message, that we will go out boldly. We will agitate. We will fight with you, wrestle with you, until you help us to overcome those things that are not of you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So I do see some hands that are raised, and I'm going to open the line 631-552. Your line is open.
Pleasant good night, Sister Stephanie. Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. This is Brother O'Neill. It's a pleasure to be on the line. I want to thank God for everything, and I have some interesting news. A lot of things is happening, brothers and sisters, that we are unaware of. The devil is rampant. The same sins that Christ spoke about of the antediluvian is happening even right now. Just I came across this website called Eat Celebrity Meat. You hear what it says? Eat Celebrity Meat. And on the website, they have celebrity profile, like it starts with your favorite celebrity and quick biopsy to obtain tissue samples, and it says, culture, isolating muscle stem cells, we grow celebrity meat in our proprietary bioreactor. You hear that? And hear what now? It says, in the tradition of Italian cured meats, we dry age and spice our product into fine cutlery. So what they do now, what they are using is stem cells to make meat. Hear that? Using what? Stem cells to make meat. And also, our next video that I have, that I saw from last week, spoke about how they are cloning the animals and use it for meat. So many people might go, for instance, they can clone a lamb with a jellyfish. They can clone a pig with a cow. I'm just sharing some interesting stuff that I'm coming across right here. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, it says, God have made man upright, 7:29, but they have sought out many inventions. And all these inventions that man have created is not for the good of humanity, but for the destruction of humanity. And we know who is behind this thing, Satan in himself. And who is he using? Celebrity. I'm going to name a few of them that is on this site right now that many people give a lot of viewing audience to. One of them is Jennifer Lawrence. One of Hollywood stars, James Franco, Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres. She come on one of those daytime program. So these what they call it, celebrity what? Meat. Made from what? Stem cells. So we see what is happening. Did our prophet warn us about meat in these last days? I'm going to share a few quotes here. I'll read a few quotes. Give me 1 second. So we see what is going on. Human stem cell. And also, an next article, it has been popular. They are promoting eating all these insects that are like all these insects promotion. These celebrities in Hollywood are promoting all these things. And many people are unaware of these things and think that it's okay when you speak about these things. Many people say that you are, what you call it, that favorite word that they use to say that we think that we are better than them. And we are too critical of people when we share that an old food plant-based diet should be the ideal diet for every Seventh-day Adventist, especially in the last days of Earth history. We know that they can modify some of the things out there. That's why God is telling us that we should grow our own food. It's important that we grow our own food, especially those who are in the country. Even if you have a backyard, once you have a backyard, you can grow your own food. But we see the times that we are living in. It's a time that is the enemy is working overtime, because you know that soon his mission on earth would finish and he seeks to destroy. The Bible says, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And one of the things he's attacking is our appetite. Attacking our appetite, what we ingest in our system. It was Sister White says in this book, Pauline and Megan Collection, referring to meat eating. You know what she says? In page 45.3, Pauline and Megan Collection, page 45.3, you know what she says? The Lord intended to bring his people back to live upon simple fruits, vegetables and grains. He led the children of Israel in the wilderness where they could not get a flesh diet. Where he led them? In the wilderness where they could not what? Get a flesh diet. And he gave them bread from heaven, manna, as we know. Man did eat angel's food. What they did eat? Angel's food. But they craved the flesh pots of Egypt, and mourn and cry for flesh. Notwithstanding that the Lord had proposed that if they could submit to his will, he would carry them into the land of Canaan and establish them there. A pure, holy, happy people. and there would not be a feeble one in all the inhabitants. What we are gearing up for now, we're gearing up for the heavenly Canaan. And many people do not want to get off the flesh pot. But when you go to the store to buy, you're not getting what you really want, because they are cloning the animals, and also they are using stem cells to create.
Brother Elroy, Brother O'Neill, it says that in 90 seconds it's going to shut down. So I think you want to wrap it up, because I don't want you to get cut off.
Yes.
You're talking.
Okay. So I want you to analyze these things, because what is happening now is an onslaught. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul was saying, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not what conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. The devil knows that whatsoever we put into our system, it creates an effect, whether for good or for bad. So he's poisoning everything right now. So that's why we have to retrain our taste buds and to practice the things that God has given us. True inspiration was not just written for us to just browse through it. It's for something to educate us. And now scientists are saying that a whole food plant-based diet is the ideal, but the world is trying to cover that up.
Brother O'Neill, I thank you so much for sharing that, that message. It was quite profound. It says that 5 minutes, and I don't want it to be cut off, and, and you're still talking. Can you all hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that you're not cut off. So I think it might give you a little bit of flexibility. There's one person. Give me 1 minute, Brother Oni. There's one person that had their hand open. I'm going to open this person line. Give me 1 minute. Hold on. And 857-505, make it brief, because the line is going to cut off in a minute, but I want to be able to open up your line so you can share something briefly, okay?
Hey, amen. Hello, Sister Stephanie. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Eli. I didn't share earlier because I was busy, Sister Stephanie, with my mother, but I'd like to thank God, Sister Stephanie, for your powerful message, because the powerful message is very powerful, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, Brother Samuel is on this prayer line, too, and he's new on this prayer line. And don't forget to share with him, too, and share the number, too, Sister Stephanie, if he
Amen.
Wants
Amen.
To.
Amen. Amen, Brother Eli. Thank you so,
and thank God bless
you so
you,
much,
Sister
Brother
Stephanie,
Eli,
Brother,
and it was great.
Brother O'Neill.
Thank you so much, Brother Eli. It was great hearing from you. I'm going to ask Brother O'Neill to end us again with a word of prayer. Amen and amen.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Brother O'Neill. Can you give us a word of a closing? I prayed, but can you, give us a closing prayer as we end for tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read this text as I close. It's from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. He is faithful, that promise. Let us hold on to our faith without wavering. Our faith in Jesus Christ, not in nothing of this world. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Thank each and everyone that allow me to share what I have to share. And I pray that next week I come on much more earlier to share more information on these things. And I ask for your prayers, as I will be in Mars Park Church next week, Sabbath afternoon, to share some health information with the brethren. And also, Sunday was a successful in our neighborhood. Thank you for your prayers. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we pause to acknowledge your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we are living in interesting time in earth history. Father, help us, O Lord, not to be carried away, Lord, by all the winds of doctrine that has been blowing, Lord, and all the distraction and all the things that the enemy is trying to use to lower your people from their steadfastness in you, Lord. As the scripture said, Lord, help us not to waver, Lord, between the left or the right. Help us to have our faith steadfast on Jesus Christ. Forgive us in any ways that we have sinned, O Lord, and come short of your glory. We thank you for this Thursday night empowerment, health, reform message. Thank you for your woman servant that you have been using ably to share these things. Not just sharing these things only, Lord, but living these things in our neighborhood, in our community, in our schools, wherever she goes, she shares health reform with others. Father, bless each and every person on this line, O Lord. Bless everyone that participate, Lord, and let your will be done, O God. Cover us on your blood, Lord. And Father, we pray for the ignorance of these people and the deliberate assault of these people on the things of nature, Lord. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray, thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. We want to remind you, tomorrow night, Sabbath night, you will have Sister Carla will be hosting on Advent Light Ministry. On Sunday, you have Sister Leola who will be hosting as well, 7 o'clock. So we ask you to, you know, come on and get, you know, the word. Get some more knowledge. Get some more information that God has in store for you. And if you are available on Sabbath 2:15, the Chat and Chew line is also there as well. So you have a lot of things to be able to keep you, right, informed, keep you studying, keep your mind sharp, and stay up on Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So as we close, God be with you until we meet again. Amen.